So what's the new paradigm in amateur radio? We'll find out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the Rain Report for September 8th. Paradigm, a term not often used, but is defined by Merriam-Webster as a philosophical and theoretical framework of a scientific school or discipline within which theories, laws, and generalizations, and the experiments performed in support of them, are formulated. So just how does this term fit into amateur radio? During an ARRL forum at the 2018 Dayton Hamvention, Rick Roderick, K5UR, president of the ARRL, Amateur Radio's national organization, elaborated on just what he sees as the new paradigm for amateur radio.
Today is sort of a special day for me because almost to the day, 50 years ago, as a teenager, I became a ham radio operator. Thank you. And I was thinking back when I was talking to a group the other night. I said, you know, I can't think of a time that I didn't like ham radio. And I can't think of a year that I didn't treasure what I had in front of me in the way of ham radio. And through all of those years, I've been a member of the ARRL, even though sometimes I've gotten mad at them, you know, but I've never quit them. And all of those years, I've always held some kind of appointment with the ARRL, and I hope you do too in your ham radio career. But it's been a wonderful hobby, and I think that we all probably could remember some things it's done for us. You know, I tell folks, my mom used to always say hams were special, and I used to brag on the fact her son was a ham radio operator, and I think we are special even in today's world. And so I think that we all probably have those treasured memories we can remember of what ham radio has done for us. I still think today as well that it helps me along the way in every day of my life. My mom used to say I could go to anybody, anywhere when I was a young kid and talk to anybody, you know, because the ham radio instilled in me the confidence to talk around the world and talk to any individual in any situation. And that certainly helped me in my business career and later in my profession. So the question that I'd like to ask you before I get on to some topics here is, don't you think it's time you give back something as well? Because I suspect every person in this room has something to thank ham radio for. So think about this as you leave this forum today. Don't you think it's time to give something back to our wonderful hobby? The board of directors about 2 years ago embarked on a mission that we've had a lot of written about the actions with regard to governance, and that's something we take very seriously. Our strategic plan, goal number 6, says that we're supposed to be good governors of the business. And in looking at that responsibility, we realized that our articles and bylaws had not been updated in an awfully long time. In fact, quite a number of years. And like a lot of situations with ham radio, we're traditionalists. I'm a traditionalist. I don't like to change. But nonetheless, when we got to looking at things and talking to our legal counsel, we realized that we needed to change our bylaws and articles. So for about the last 2 years, 2.5 years, we've been working on that. And it's not been a secret. Some people say it's been a secret. It's not. If you go back and look at board minutes, look at EC's executive committee minutes, we've been talking about it a long time. What I don't think we did was a very good job of keeping y'all informed along the way, and we'll try to do a better job of that going forward. But what I want to say, though, about and leave you with this point is that it's our responsibility to move this organization forward, and we're not the same organization today we were 100 years ago, and unfortunately, we do have to change, and with that comes the responsibility that we take a look at how we govern ourselves, how we're structured as an organization and as a business. It's not just a member organization, it's also a business as well. And that comes with a lot of responsibility to take on the challenges we have with regard to change. And change doesn't come easy. So we're going to aggressively move forward. We're going to try to do a better job of keeping y'all informed along the way. We're going to be looking at 2 or 3 bylaw changes and article changes come July. Not anything of a serious nature. Some name recognition changes and some other tweaks that we'll make, and we'll tell you all about those on the ARRL website before we do it. Code of conduct has been in the news an awful lot lately. Organizations have a code of conduct nowadays, and we're going to take a look at a new code of conduct We laid one out and had need to make some more changes to it, so we're going to look at a different template and probably have something ready later in the year, and we'll keep you informed about that as well. Along with those points about the challenging times and change that we have, is something that I have talked to y'all about every time I've stood up here over the years, whether as president of the ARRL or in one of my other roles, and that is the changing landscape, as I call it, with our hobby. And you've heard me use this phrase, the new generation ham. You know, the new generation ham doesn't necessarily look like me or have the same interests that I have. But it's something we've got to realize that we are facing, and that is, how do we attract new amateurs and younger amateurs? I call it a paradigm shift. And I think I stood up here last year and said, you know, as bold as this may seem when you hear it, I believe it, we need to rebrand ham radio. And we need to rebrand the American Radio Relay League. Y'all probably remember me saying that. Well, we're moving in that direction because we've got to adjust and make adjustments to our hobby to attract more people. I call it a paradigm shift, and that means a significant, significant change in the way you've been doing things. Somebody's saying, well, you know, and we brag on this a lot, we get about 31,000 new hams a year, but I'm thinking we're losing about 26,000 or 25,000 that either aren't renewing their license or they're dying. This is something that struck me yesterday when we were visiting with people, all the people coming by the expo area over there in Building 2, is that one of the most common phrases that I heard from people that walked up, and I knew a lot of them, well, you typically say, how you doing? You want to know what the number one phrase I heard most was? Something along this lines, oh, I'm still vertical. They hadn't put dirt on me yet. Now, you know, that's just a pretty common phrase, but the point is, I heard it all the time, you know, and I didn't see any young people coming by. It's all people looked like me. That ought to stun everybody. So, yeah, we're putting new hams out there, but we're also seeing a good number drop off, so we don't net a whole lot of new amateurs a year. I got my breeders on, so it's like blurred after this front row here, okay? So I'm gonna raise them up a little bit. Let's do something. Everybody under 20 years old, stand up. One person. All right? Everybody under 30 years old, stand up. One person. I ain't going to go any further. Right there is my point. That ought to scare the daylights out of everybody in this room. What are we doing about it? What are you doing about it back home in the local clubs? It just scares the daylights out of me when I look out there and see a bunch of people that look just like me, to be frank, because I worry about our hobby and I worry what's going to happen to it.
You're listening to an excerpt from a 2018 Dayton Hamvention Forum talk by Rick Roderick, K5UR, president of the ARRL, Amateur Radio's national organization. More of Rick's perspective in a moment. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, and this is the Rain Report. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
When we started looking at things to do for the future, we went out and looked at the entry-level license, the technician license, and spent a considerable amount of time asking you, what do you think we need to do to tweak that license to make it what it needs to be today? And some of y'all participated in the survey, but we ended up getting over 8,000 comments. That's huge. 8,000 comments, and we read every one of them. And as a result of that, we came out with a proposal that we submitted to the FCC that would enhance the technician license and give them some more data privileges and phone privileges on 80, 40, and 15. And as I expected, as soon as I got back home, the first doggone thing I heard from one of my buddies was, Roderick, you're dumbing down the hobby. No, we are not. We're adapting that license to the new generation ham that's out there today. And here's another thing you got to think about that. It's not just recruiting new people. It's retaining them. Because I've had a good number of that younger generation, that new generation ham, come to me and say, you know, this is going to make me stick around. You know, we've had studies and we do surveys of new amateurs. And it's scary how many of them fall off the face of the earth after about 6 to 8 months. And many of you people back home get a lot of new people in because of MCOM. Okay, you get a lot of them. Then where are they 7, 8 months later? They still around? No. Now, a good number of them are, perhaps, but a good number of them aren't either. So it's not just recruiting, it's retention. It's how do we keep people interested in amateur radio? And I think these new enhancements that we've proposed to the technician license will help do that. Along that dumbing down theory, y'all old timers in here remember how big your license manual was for the novice? Well, I got it right here, okay? I can't do it holding this microphone. Yeah, there you go. It's 3 pages. 3 pages was devoted to the novice. Now, okay, y'all all got teenagers or grandkids that are teenagers and all that in the younger generation. You know what they got to study for now? It weighs 2 pounds, 400 plus questions, and a 350-page manual. Y'all think about that. Think about in today's world where that younger generation lives by this right here. You know, I supervise a lot of younger generation people. They don't even want to have meetings. Why do we have to have a meeting? Just FaceTime me, Roderick. Just FaceTime me, you know, with this thing right here. Y'all remember the example I used last year? I said, you know, that generation out there today, it's hard to even get them initially interested in ham radio. Why? Because that's the kids that's going down in a car, not driving, but riding, going 75 miles an hour on this thing right here watching a movie. Or, like my kids are sitting there playing video games with somebody in China, somebody in Germany, somebody in Chile, all on this thing right here. And they say, hey, you want to talk around the world? And he says, no, I can't already. Oh, come on. Y'all get it? That's the challenge we're facing. So keep that in mind as we try to address this paradigm shift that I'm talking about. I'm very serious when I say I really believe we're in a significant point in our hobby where we can't just keep doing what we've been doing in the past. We're addressing the changing landscape, not dumbing it down. Sometimes we're criticized along the way, but the board of directors is made up of a lot of good people, and they try to do the right thing. And they rely on input from people like you, and they're doing their best to work to the future and grow this hobby. You know, I'm not going to be around to celebrate my next 50 years in ham radio. But we're working to make sure that somebody else will. And I want y'all to do the same thing.
That concludes this 2018 Dayton Hamvention presentation about the new paradigm in amateur radio. We heard from Rick Roderick, K5UR, president of the ARRL, Amateur Radio's national organization. The Rain Report updates Saturday mornings on therainreport.com and Saturday evenings on the Lebanon, Tennessee shortwave powerhouse WTWW on 5085 kHz around 9 Central Daylight Time. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur.